And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of April, 2025. Today is National Catch and Release Day. Catch and release fishing is cruelty disguised as sport. Studies show that fish who are caught and then returned to the water suffer such severe physiological stress that they often die of shock. Fish often swallow hooks, and anglers may try to retrieve a hook by shoving their fingers or pliers down the fish's throat, ripping out not just the hook, but some of the victim's throat and guts as well. When fish are handled, the protective coating on their bodies is disturbed. These and other injuries make them easy targets for predators once they're returned to the water. Fish feel pain because, like all animals, they have nerves. Fish caught on hooks struggle out of fear and physical pain, desperate to escape. Once they're hauled out of their environment and into ours, they begin to suffocate and their gills often collapse. When humans pull deep water fish to the surface, the animal's eyes bulge, their organs swell to unnatural painful sizes, and their blood vessels burst. Instead of fishing, enjoy other activities in nature that don't hurt animals, such as hiking, camping, and canoeing. All fishing, including catch and release, injures wildlife. And today is also National Licorice Day. Ancient Egyptians used licorice as a healing food ingredient. A great amount of licorice was found in the tomb of King Tut, and hieroglyphics from ancient Egypt show that licorice was enjoyed as a drink. Licorice was popular among the royals. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and Napoleon Bonaparte were recorded as using licorice for its health benefits. There are many names for licorice, such as black sugar, licorice root, and sweet wood. It would not be until the 17th century that records indicate that licorice was being made into candy in Holland. From there, sailors carried this treat with them to other countries in Europe and eventually all over the world. Today, people continue to use licorice as a treatment for heartburn, stomach ulcers, bronchitis, sore throat, cough, and infections caused by viruses, and to promote adrenal gland function. Licorice tea is known to have calming effects. When purchasing black licorice, find brands that do not contain gelatin, such as Panda, which is naturally vegan. The publication of Green is the New Red, an insider's account of a social movement under siege by Will Potter, was on this day in 2011. At a time when everyone is going green, most people are unaware that the FBI is using anti-terrorism resources to target environmentalists and animal rights activists. The courts are being used to push conventional boundaries of what constitutes terrorism and to hit nonviolent activists with disproportionate sentences. Some have faced terrorism charges for simply chalking slogans on a sidewalk. Like the Red Scare, this Green Scare is about fear and intimidation, using a word, eco-terrorist, to push a political agenda, instill fear and silence dissent. The animal rights and environmental movements directly threaten corporate profits every time activists encourage people to go vegan, to consume fewer resources, and live simply. Their boycotts are damaging, and corporations and the politicians who represent them know it. In many ways, the Green Scare, like the Red Scare, can be seen as a culture war, a war of values. Will Potter outlines the political, legal, extra-legal, and public relations strategies that are being used to threaten even acts of nonviolent civil disobedience with the label of terrorism. And here's a poem for today, The Licorice Fields at Pontefract by Sir John Betjeman. In the licorice fields at Pontefract, my love and I did meet, and many a burden licorice bush was blooming round our feet. Red hair she had, and golden skin, her sulky lips were shaped for sin, her sturdy legs were flannel-slacked, the strongest legs in Pontefract. She cast her blazing eyes on me and plucked a licorice leaf. I was her captive slave, and she my red-haired robber chief. Oh, love! For love I could not speak, it left me winded, wilting, weak, and held in brown arms, strong and bare, and wound with flaming ropes of hair. The Licorice Fields at Pontefract by Sir John Betjeman. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to enjoy life to the fullest by living vegan.